Welcome back to It's More Than a Game podcast, powered by Elite Fit Connect, and I'm your host, Jalen, right? And if you've been rocking with me for the first couple episodes, first and foremost, I appreciate you. I really do. Whether you're watching on or listening to Spotify, or if your thing is Apple Podcasts, I appreciate you. Make sure you follow so you can get the weekly updates, you know, as we drop these episodes. If you prefer the video format, make sure you check out the YouTube channel, right? Elite Fit Connect. Again, this is video, same podcast, but just in video form. So if you enjoy that, please go check that out. For those of you who are new here, the first thing that I want to tell you is that this is more than just a basketball podcast or a sports podcast for that matter, right? We have to understand that someday the basketball is going to stop bouncing. Whether you stop playing before you get to college or you have a 5, 10, 15, 20 year career in the game, at some point the ball is going to stop bouncing, right? So it's important that you use basketball as a tool, right? It's such a great game, and really anything that you learn, the skills that you develop, whether they're the intangibles, right? Like hard work, leadership, things like that, that can transition into anything else in your life, right? So I want to make sure that, especially if you're a young player today, as you continue to develop your game and work on your craft, to make sure you work on everything else with that, because it's going to help you on the court and it's going to help you off the court, right? This is also about leadership, because I truly think that it's important for individuals who have been through the game, whether you played for a long time, whether you're coaching, whether you're training, whether you're some kind of organizational owner, you own an academy, whatever it may be, it's important for us leaders to make sure we bring back ethics and integrity to the game, and we truly, you know, put focus on the younger generation of hoopers, right? Making sure that everything is being done the right way. We are 100% tuned into their player development and to help them reach their goals and get to where they want to in life, right? Because again, at the end of the day, it's more than a game, and it will always be more than a game, right? This is about life, preparing for life. This is about leaving a legacy, okay? What you do as a person does not stop when you leave the floor. And I find that a lot of players kind of lose themselves once they stop playing the game, okay? And they find themselves lost, right? They don't know what to do. It's a tough thing. We all go through it. But I want this platform to have that, you know, community, right, for players, whether they continue playing or they stop playing, right? I want to make sure that the younger generation understands what to expect, okay? Today's episode is about leadership, right? Not just on the court, but in the locker room as well, in your community, and more importantly, in your life, right? And I want to talk about something that's way bigger than the points that we score or the wins that we tally up, right? It's how leaders in this entire basketball ecosystem, right? And that includes players, past and current players, trainers, coaches, parents, anyone involved in the game. How can we guide this next generation of hoopers to see that it's more than just playing basketball? It's about knowing the game. It's about understanding the game and letting the game teach you about life. So that's what we want to talk about today. Again, if you're not following, if you're not subscribed, make sure you do so. I'm on most platforms, I think, if not all, right? I have Instagram, Elite Fit Connect. I have Facebook, again, Elite Fit Connect. TikTok, come check me out on TikTok. It's more so for the players, but I try to provide valuable information, tips, guidance, whatever it may be for the younger generation of hoopers. It's more personable, right? I don't have to worry about editing short form content, because we know that, you know, young hoopers, just kids in general, they have short attention span. So really just try to be direct and personable on TikTok. Also have Twitter. Not too active on Twitter. Also have LinkedIn. But anyways, long story short, just trying to build this community for the reasons that I mentioned earlier, right? I want to build this community, make sure that there are trusted leaders within this space for the younger generation of hoopers, okay? At the end of the day, right, we need to understand what leadership truly means, right? What do you think of when you hear about leadership, okay? through the game and outside of the game. Okay, it could be your favorite player. It could be some of the best players in the game today. It could be your coach. It could be, you know, trainers. It could be players that are doing it right now, whether they're playing high-level basketball at the college level or professionally. Could be your trainers. Could be parents. Could be anybody, right? Who do you see or who do you look up to as a leader, okay? We often think that being a leader is about being the captain or having the loudest voice on the court, but that's not necessarily the case, right? Sure, most of your captains on a team, they're essentially, you know, the leaders of the team. They're an extension of the coach on the floor. But at the end of the day, leadership is just being able to influence, right? As a person, right, if I can relate to someone or if someone is where I want to be in life, right, I'm going to look up to them and I might go to them and maybe ask them to be a mentor or look up to them as just a leader, right? That person will have an influence on some of the decisions and actions that I take, right, currently, because I have like interest, I have like goals, you know, things like that. So leadership is influence, essentially, right? For players, really, it's about you showing up daily, right? Are you setting the example for your teammates and for anybody else that's watching you, right? It's gonna involve your effort, your attitude, right? Are you showing respect to, you know, your coaches and other people that's involved in the game, right? For your coaches, it's the example you set. Are you enforcing accountability? Are you making sure that your kids are doing everything the right way? However you teach that, right? That's another conversation, but are you ensuring that your kids are following a set of expectations and the standards that you place on your team or in your organization, right? It's about communication. Are you speaking appropriately? Are you speaking in a way that your kids can understand? Because a lot of people just talk. They just like to talk. Sometimes it don't make sense, or sometimes it's not catered for the audience in front of you, okay? So communicating appropriately is a big factor in being a leader, okay? And it's also setting the right values, right? Because again, you're teaching these kids more than just what's in between that rectangle on the court, right? You're teaching these kids life, okay? And if you truly care about them and if you care about their overall development, you're going to help them. You're going to build them up into becoming great people in this life, in this world, okay? For trainers, are you training with integrity? Are you setting the standards? Are you training with structure, with purpose, with a clear vision? Are you teaching your kids for growth, right? Same thing, very similar to a coach, right? Are you allowing them room to grow? Are you setting those standards, those expectations up front so they know what they can get out of the training session? There are also some trainers out there and coaches who are in it for the complete wrong reasons, and we'll touch on that, but it's important as athletes that, you know, again, we have leaders in this community who are doing everything right, not necessarily by the books, but doing everything for the best interest of these kids. Okay. I see a lot of trainers out there who are just in it for the money, you know, especially when I talk to them, you know, there's some red flags that I can gather, right, when I talk to some of these trainers and coaches. But it's very clear to see who are the ones that actually care about these kids the right way. And then for parents, right, leadership might look like just, you know, how you parent. Like, are you modeling resiliency in your kids? Because there are going to be days when these kids come home ready to quit. You know, they're discouraged. Maybe they had a bad practice. Maybe they had a bad game. Maybe the coach yelled at them. Maybe they made a bunch of mistakes, right? How are you teaching your kids to go through moments like this? Because these kids don't just handle moments like this on the court. It's going to occur in the classroom. It's going to occur in life when they go to school, college, in the professional world, right? When they get a job, okay? How are you building them for resiliency? You know, when they get cut, right? When they lose their starting spot, when they, you know, lose that job or get passed up on a promotion, okay? Again, it's more than just a game, right? We also go through injuries, something that I battled, right, during my college career. How do we build these kids to be resilient, okay? The truth is, leadership is about showing others what matters most. Simple as that, right? And in basketball, what matters most isn't just the stat line, how many points we put up, how many assists we get, how many wins we get, right? It's the lessons the game teaches you if you are willing to listen, okay? And again, this kind of goes back to what I said earlier. It's about communication. Are we communicating the right way? A good leader knows how to communicate effectively, right? And they understand that communicating with one player might look different than communicating with another. There's no one size fits all here. Every person is different. Every athlete is different. Every player will be different. Even the way you train, right? There's one thing, the one thing that I harp on is for trainers is to understand that you cannot do the same exact workout with one kid and with another kid. They're just totally different players. Maybe if you're doing like, you know, skills or positional training, right? But if we're talking like true player development, skills development, you need to train based off of where that kid is at in their own journey, what are their goals, and what skills do they need to develop. That's not going to be the same for the next kid and the next kid and the next kid. That's why it's so important for these trainers to really be dialed in to their athletes, right? Some of the best trainers I know, they are always in the gym watching basketball. They are watching their players, whether it's through film, going to their actual games, going to their runs, or they're hosting their own pickup runs with some selected athletes or players so they can visually see what needs to be worked on, okay? That's just watching film. Players should be doing that too, but as a leader, in the perspective of a trainer, you absolutely need to be completely tuned in to what your player is doing. There's a comment that I saw the other day on one of my TikTok videos saying that like trainers don't need to do that. They don't have time to watch film, to watch video. If you're not doing that, then what is your purpose? Are you truly developing these players? Are you just throwing random drills out there, random workouts with a group of kids, hoping that it sticks with no real explanation, with no real purpose or vision, right? These kids have no idea what they're doing, but they look up to you as a leader just because they don't know, right? And that's an issue to me. That's a problem that I see in the game. And that's why I say we need to bring back, you know, ethics and integrity into the culture of basketball. It's important, okay? And then this is where community comes in. Community, right? A leader in the basketball community isn't just the one drawing up plays or running the drills, right? A real leader is the one explaining why. Why are we boxing out? Why do you need to box out every play or every time the shot goes up? Why does your attitude define your character? And then why is it even more so important for you to check your attitude when you make mistakes and when you lose and when you lose, okay? Because everybody's watching, especially if you're trying to get to the next level. If you have a poor attitude in certain situations, coaches are just going to write that off. They're going to cross your name out and then they're going to move on to that next player. So this is where leaders come in within that community to really teach these young kids how to process certain situations and how to develop not only as a basketball player, but just as a human being. Why do we need to watch film? What's the purpose? What are we watching for? You know, because you're not going to sit in a film session, you know, watching everything at once. You're probably going to watch the same film a few different times, looking at different things each time you look at it, right? Why is watching film sometimes more important than being on the court working on your jump shot? Okay. These kids need to know the why, not just you telling them what they need to do. They need to understand why, because there's going to be a day when they might not have anyone, but because you were a great leader and you set that foundation, the standards and the expectations, you built them through resiliency, they have a great foundation to work off of, okay? Playing the game and knowing the game are just two different things. Two completely different things. Now, it's one thing if you're just in the game just because you enjoy playing, right? And you just, want to go play pickup, play for fun. People call them civilians, right? But in order to really thrive in the game and be successful and get to the next level and reach your goals, you absolutely have to know the game through and through, right? And that's one thing that I kind of wish I focused on more coming up in the game, is like really and truly being a student of the game. I played a lot of basketball, and that's kind of how I built my IQ and my skill set. I played a lot of basketball. I trained, and then I used that training to test it out in live basketball, pickup runs, in environments that forced me to grow, with bigger and better players, smarter players who have done it before. So that just forced me, and that's one way you can do it. But I do wish that I spent more time, on the X's and O's and the theories and the concepts and things like that, right? Because that stuff makes a huge difference. You can go watch LeBron James podcast, with he had one a while ago with JJ Redick, now with Steve Nash, but the way they talk about the game, they don't skip a beat. They understand the game through and through. Okay. I think last episode I mentioned that I was talking with a local football trainer, and he played, Division I football, mid-major, I think, pretty successful as a player, and now trains, right? He does pretty much anything and everything in between, from, skills development, strength training, conditioning. My guy here, he takes kind of a holistic approach to, personal and player development, right? And this is the bio for his account. Those who see the invisible do the impossible. The internal change awaits, right? Involution of the athlete. Soulful, purposeful, enlightened. Doesn't say anything about sports or football for that matter, but he's talking about just building yourself wholly, holistically, okay? And then, if you scroll through the page, right, you see, clips of workouts, players that he's worked with that have gone to the next level. So he's verified, what I'm saying? Like he's legit. He's done it before. So this is Storm Woods with Athlete, right? So this is, obviously football drills and whatnot. He also trains, older folks, right? Just for, personal health, personal development, right? I think that's a great thing. So if you want to go check this out, I'll say it anyways, and I'll just let him know. But it is Storm Woods with at the Athlete, THEATHELITLIGHT. I can't spell. I'll put it on the screen too. And then, I'll call out some other local, trainers specifically for basketball that I thoroughly, enjoy and I believe in, right? So you have BTY Basketball, also known as TPA. The thing about this group here, or my guy here, I've known him for quite some time, and I want to say he coached for Texas Hardwood Prospects way back when, and that was an organization, an AAU organization that my dad put together. I'm kind of started with my last year of summer ball with ATX Boys. But with that team, we kind of separated ourselves from the original ATX Boys. We had, my dad, but our main coach was Coach Tim Farley, RIP. One of the best coaches I had as far as, caring for players and really, putting all he had into us and getting us to that next level. But Zach, with B2Y Basketball right here, I think he does a great job at really showing the amount of work it takes and pouring into every athlete that he touches. And this is someone that I would love to partner with, that I'm trying to partner with, right? And I think he does a tremendous job at really showing kids obviously depending on what level they're at, but, you know, showing them the right way, right? When it comes to skills development, you know, he posts a lot of clips on here. And the thing about social media can get a little tricky because a lot of people just like to throw highlights and, like, you know, the sexy and the fancy stuff. But when you look through this guy's account or the, you know, this academy's account, you see some legit training on here. Some really, really good training on here. And, you know, some of the segments that they have, and his brother, you know, started making some clips on here too, but just the thought process, the thought leadership, it's awesome. And, you know, they're paving out to be one of the better, if not the best, you know, academy group of trainers in our area, right? Simply because of all that they pour into, the amount of work and effort that they pour into it. And, you know, it shows that they, you know, they truly love the game for one, but they also truly love player development. Okay. And I think they could care less about anything else, really. As long as their players are getting better, developing as athletes and people, and helping them achieve their dreams, right? I'll give you a couple more that I really enjoy. So I talked about Tim Farley, the last year of my AAU team. One of my old teammates on that team, Malcolm Canada, one of the best players I've ever played with, as an athlete and just as a person, as a human being, right? So locked in Malk, right? Really good guy, the homie, someone that, you know, I look up to greatly because I think his story tells a lot. His story is remarkable, and I'm not going to tell it here, but understanding his story, and if I was a basketball player, a young basketball player, trying to get better, trying to get to that next level, Malcolm would be the guy that I'd be looking up to, right? Because he's been through it, all the ups and downs in his personal life and on the court. He's seen success, he's seen failures, you know, and he's just a great person through and through. So another great person. And then lastly, someone else that I really enjoy keeping up with, and someone else that I'm trying to partner with, is with Zach with B2Y Basketball and Malk with Locked In. It is JWE, and this is Josh Washington Elite. This is a former Texas Tech player, but he is a player development coach, elementary all the way up to the NBA, right? He runs this whole program, his whole academy. He's a faithful man, follows God, husband, father, as are, you know, the other individuals that I mentioned. But, you know, some of the best conversations I had around the game have been with this dude right here, okay? And he is super busy, right? He's managing a ton of athletes, a ton, different leagues, again, from the youth level to the professional level, and he is doing some good work, some really, really good work. He is partnered with Under Armour, which is great, right? But again, someone that, when you check him out and you peep his page and learn a little more about who he is and his philosophy and his vision, someone that I would follow easily. So huge tangent. You know, I felt it was right to shout out some of these people just because they're, again, like, these are great leaders in the game that I personally know and that I even look up to currently. So where were we? I definitely got lost. So I introduced Storm with Athlete, and again, he's a football trainer, right? But he reminded me how powerful it is when leaders can create spaces where young athletes can not only learn the skill, but also process the journey, right? And I think that's the most important part. Not every kid that you interact with or have the opportunity to train and coach, they're not all going to make it, you know, that, and that's just being 100% honest with yourself, okay? But knowing that, right, what else can you do to further their development? Yes, it's all centered around the sport. It's all centered around basketball. But, you know, the things that you teach, right, your values and your standards, right, all those should be able to, you know, that should be implemented into real life, right? And I think if you come with that perspective and that mindset, you're going to be an amazing leader in the game. And kids need to understand that this journey isn't always rainbows and sunshine, okay? Right? Like the teammate that I mentioned that I had locked in, right? Mout, right? He went through hell and back. But now he's in a place where he's using his experience to give back to the game, right? The kids need to hear these stories. They need to understand that you are going to go through failures. You're going to go through a lot of downs. We talked about the law of thirds, right? A third of the time, it's going to be great. Another third is going to be just boring, repetitive, mundane. And that final third is it's going to suck. You know, it's going to make you want to quit. It's going to question everything, right? But you have to expect that and be ready for that and understand that when you go through that chapter in your life, we're going to get through it. And it's up to the leaders to guide these kids through that and teach them how to overcome all these obstacles. And it's just that, right? They need to hear that adversity is part of it. That's part of the game. There's no way to get around any of that. There's no way, okay? Politics exist, right? It's more than just what you do on the court. Your skill and your success on the court is going to open doors for you and it's going to get you those looks, right? You have to be good to play at the next level, but everything else matters just as much, right? And that's your character. That's how you are as a person. It's your community. It's your network. And that's why it's so important to build your community or find that community with great leaders so that they can help you get through those doors. They're going to put you in the right environment. They're going to put you in the right situation where, you know, you can go off and let your game speak for itself. And then you have people to back you up and pound the table for you and be like, hey, I got a kid for you. He's a great kid. He takes care of his schoolwork, but he can also ball. This is someone that you need in your program. That's what people in your network are going to do for you. Okay. And that's why I harp on the need for a solid network, to have a solid circle around you. And that community is going to help you get to that next level. It's going to help you reach your goal. It's going to help you become a better person, a better player. Okay. That's where leaders in this community come in. Like I said, right? You just don't prepare kids for the next game. You prepare them for life through the game. Okay. And I bring up adversity, right? Adversity for players, but you know, that adversity is going to turn them into leaders, right? Clear example of, you know, my old teammate, Malcolm, myself, right? I went through much adversity through the game from, you know, being the smallest one on the court, not being the strongest. You know, just people kind of doubting me and my success as a basketball player. Not being, you know, put on varsity as a freshman when I thought I should have, right? I had all these expectations for myself, you know, and some I didn't meet, right? You know, me not finishing my college career, me getting hurt and injured, me not having a great relationship with my college coach, all that's adversity, right? But I would not change any of that for the world because I am who I am today. And I have this platform, have the experience. I'm able to provide for my family. I have a beautiful wife and two beautiful kids, right? Very thankful for where I'm at today because of the game of basketball. When I got hurt at West Point, right, I questioned everything. I questioned my career. I questioned basketball. You know, I fell out of love with the game. And I quickly realized that it's okay. It'll be okay, but it's how you respond to those situations. And I learned that leadership isn't about how high you can fly or how athletic you are or how good you are. It's about how steady you are when everything goes sideways, right? And that's the biggest takeaway. That's the biggest growth that I went through as a hooper, okay? It took some time. Don't get me wrong. It takes time. And the best players are the ones who can, you know, reflect, but then move on quickly and grow from it and use that as just, you know, stepping stones to get to that next step or that get over that next hurdle, right? It's all about learning. It's all about growth. Okay. For players specifically, like I mentioned, right? How do you respond when you get benched, when you lose your starting spot, or, you know, you get injured? For coaches, how do you respond when your team loses 10 games in a row or you don't make the playoffs, or you lose your key players. For trainers, how do you respond when your athletes quit or don't show up? For you parents, how do you respond when your kid comes home frustrated and wants to give up, right? So those are key things that you have to be, you know, willing to go through and address and respond appropriately, you know, not only for you, but for everyone that looks up to you, right? That's when true leadership shows up. And that's the moment where leaders guide, not just with words, but through example, right? Because again, if you're not walking the walk, but you're talking it, at some point in your own journey, right, you're going to get called out and you are going to fail. And it's going to be really hard to come back from that, right? Because that's something that you can control. Okay. So make sure you're doing it right. Okay. We talked about the law of thirds again, right? And this is something that every leader needs to really and truly understand is you're going to have your highs a third of the time. You're going to have the boring, the mundane a third of the time, but then you're also going to have the sucky times, right? Again, you have to expect that. And as a leader, sometimes some people just don't want to follow you, right? They just don't align with your vision or whatever it is that you do, right? They might not align, but that's okay. That's completely okay, right? You're not doing this to be liked, right? Or to have a popular following. You're doing this because one, you love the game, but you also love seeing the success of these young kids as they navigate the ins and out of the game of basketball, okay? And as long as you keep that perspective, the ones who are going to show up, they're going to keep showing up and they're going to keep trusting you and they're going to keep believing that you're going to help them develop as a player and as a person, okay? And it's going to be up to you just to keep going, keep pushing them, but also allow them the space to grow, right? You can't force them, but as long as you give them that space to grow, sometimes that's the best you can do. For those of you who don't know, which I'm going to keep it real, like if you don't know who this is, then shame on you, but John Wooden, right? He has a book on leadership. And within that book, he talks about the pyramid of success. And the reason why this is so important, because in this pyramid, there are blocks that he focuses on that kind of, you know, build upwards and are going to help you reach a level of success in whatever it may be. And it's not just about basketball. It's about life. How to be successful in life with whatever you do, okay? And so for those of you who just so happen to not know who John Wooden is, right? He's a very well-known basketball coach, right? And he played way, way long ago, but he was nicknamed the Wizard of Westwood. He's won 10 NCAA championships in a 12-year period as a head coach for the UCLA Bruins, right? Remarkable coach, remarkable leader, right? And many coaches today, you know, built their philosophies and, you know, and their teachings off of John Wooden, right? So with this pyramid of success, right, what it looks like, and if you're watching the video format, I will throw it up on the screen so you can see, but we'll also talk about it, okay? So at the very bottom, you have certain blocks, okay? And when you look at it, you see that he didn't put scoring. He didn't put athleticism, anything like that. At the very bottom of the block, you'll find industriousness, right? And I'll explain what all this is too. So you'll find industriousness, friendship, loyalty, cooperation, and enthusiasm. So that's the very bottom layer. Okay, so let's go one by one, right? Industriousness. Industriousness is really just the way your hard work and your planning, right? It's dedicated, planned hard work, okay? Success travels in the company of very hardworking people. There's no tricks. There are no easy ways. It's just hard work. Friendship, you know what friendship is, right? When it comes to building a basketball team or playing with the team, right? You understand the power of just that community, of that bond, right? And that's where friendship comes in. Some of the best teams, right? They're like this. You cannot tear them apart. Next one is loyalty. You know what loyalty is? Be true to yourself. Be true to those you lead. Okay. Cooperation, having the utmost concern for what's right rather than who's right. Again, that's just having integrity, having ethics. Okay. And the last one on the bottom layer is enthusiasm. Your energy and your enjoyment, drive, and dedication will stimulate and greatly empower others. inspire others, excuse me, okay? Again, we don't see athleticism, we don't see scoring, anything like that. Why is that? It's because he knew that leadership was about teaching young men how to be men and how to live with discipline, humility, and purpose, okay? And when you look at the top of the pyramid, I know we're skipping a few layers, you see competitive greatness at the very top. Competitive greatness. And that's to perform at your best when your best is required. And your best is required every damn day. Simple as that. Right under it, you have poise and then you have confidence. Again, right? These are key steps, key blocks that will lead to that competitive greatness and that would lead to the overall success of whatever you do, right? Okay. And then under that, we have condition, skill, team spirit. And then again, under that, we have self-control, alertness, initiative, and intentness. And it's clear, right? Again, you don't see athleticism. You don't see scoring. You don't see, you know, skill-related blocks within this pyramid, okay? That's what leadership is. Leadership is not about winning games. It's about preparing kids for moments in life when their best is needed. And that can be anything on or off the court. And that's on us, the leaders in this community, to teach and to mentor and to guide, okay? So exactly why I'm doing what I do, right? Through this podcast, through my social media channels, it gives me the platform to kind of speak what's on my mind and talk about the experiences that I went through the game, on and off the court, but it's all tied to it, right? It allows me to kind of be a voice, right? And I'm not saying I'm anyone special. I've just played the game for a very long time and I've experienced quite a few things through the game, okay? And so for people that can relate to me, why not? Why not have a voice, okay? And then on top of that, you know, with my business, Elite Fit Connect, a digital platform to streamline all the back office operations, the admin tasks, the headaches through scheduling, keeping up with the calendar, collecting payments, invoicing, messaging, everything, all that, right? Content creation, content management, things like that. This platform alleviates all of that. It takes that off the plate of the trainer or the coach so that way they can buy back time, right? So that they can be on the court more to train and develop their players instead of being tied up in all the admin tasks, right? Because their main priority is to, you know, develop their players skillfully, help them grow into amazing people with great character, okay? Because that's what it's all about, growth, right? EFC isn't just a tool for business. It's a tool for leadership. It's built to free up time and energy so coaches can be present when they're needed most, okay? On the floor, in the huddle, in the conversations that matter, right? And that's true leadership in my eyes, okay? Yes, it is a tech platform, sure, yes. But at the same time, it's built to help coaches and trainers spend more time on the court doing what they love most, okay? And that's the impact that I'm trying to create with EFC, along with building this community of trusted coaches and trainers to give back to the game the right way. As always, okay, I like leaving actionable steps or some kind of takeaway at the end of the podcast of each episode to make sure that we're getting better, we're developing, right? Especially if you're a young player, okay? Whether you're a leader on the court, on your team, you're a coach, you're a trainer, whoever you are, right? I think this will help tremendously. And these are some things that I do on the daily when it comes to leadership. You're always going to have to teach the why, right? It's never always what you're doing, but it's why you're doing whatever it is, okay? So if you're a leader, don't just tell someone what to do. Explain why it matters, okay? And that's how you build understanding. Why is it so important to watch film? What are you watching? Why are you watching? Okay. That's what a true leader does. The second thing is start applying these blocks, the John Wooden's pyramid of success. Apply these blocks and maybe focus on one block, maybe for a week. And then the next week you focus on another block. So this week, maybe start with loyalty. And then the next week it's self-control, right? And you practice living that and then you teach it. Okay. You live it, you model it in your everyday, and then you teach it to your kids. Okay. The third and final thing is remember, you're not just coaching. You are a mentor. You are a guide. You are someone that these kids look up to. So it's more than just about teaching the game, okay? Think about different ways that you can guide someone beyond the game this week. I think that's an easy thing to do. Maybe it's talking about just life off the court, right? Maybe it's about school. Are we putting emphasis on the work that's needed in the classroom? Because at the end of the day, if your grades aren't right, you're not going to go play college ball. Simple as that. I've known plenty of players who were great at what they did on the court, but never played a single game in college because their grades sucked, right? So are you just coaching the game or are you guiding them through life, right? Talk about the character, some things that they can improve as a person, as a leader, okay? That's leadership in action, all right? And the truth of the matter is, right, playing ball is great. Like it has brought such a joy to my life. It's opened so many doors in my life. Like I cannot imagine life without basketball, even now, right? I just go play pickup and some controlled runs, right? And it still brings me joy. That's just the game. That's the beautiful thing about the game. But again, you have to know the game. If you truly want to get to that next level, you have to understand it, right? You have to go through all these lessons. You have to go through all the ups and downs and expect that and be ready for it, okay? Be willing to learn and grow from those lessons, right? Because that's where true leadership comes in. That's where your community comes in to help you through those times, okay? It's important for us who have been through it to serve, right? We got to give back in one way or another, right? We were fortunate to play the game for so long. So why can't we just give back and pour into the younger generation? Whether you're a player, whether you're a coach, whether you're a trainer or a parent, whether you're someone like me going a different way, you know, it's a podcast, social media, a tech platform, right? We need you. We need us, right? Because it's important for us to guide, to mentor, and to model, right? These kids, whether it's through basketball or life in general, right? It's not always about the highlights or the clout. It's about learning who they are through the game and who they can become from the game, okay? This was It's More Than a Game podcast powered by Elite Fit Connect. The third episode, again, we're making movement, we're making waves. I think this is awesome. And I get really nervous. I'm not gonna lie, I do get nervous. And that's just me, right? That's just me. But I think it's because I'm passionate about the game. I still am. And I'll always be, right? And again, like I want to make sure that we build a community of just solid leaders to give back to the game, okay? And you know, maybe next time we can talk about like what does talent look like? What does good talent look like? We can talk about what does hard work look like, because those aren't necessarily synonymous. Those are different, right? And they can both lead to different things. But I will say, right, I do think hard work is always going to tip the scale. That's always going to put you over the edge, okay? Because your talent can, again, can get you the looks, it can open the doors, but the hard work and all the other intangibles, you know, when we look at John Wooden's pyramid of success, right, when we look at all those blocks, those are the things that actually matter. That's going to help you reach that level of success that you're looking for, okay? So, again, I really appreciate you tuning in. Check us out on all platforms, social media, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, this, that, and the third. And until then, right, stay consistent, stay hungry, keep working. Let's continue to build this legacy, right? Continue to build your pyramid. And I promise you, you will reap the rewards. And again, it's been a pleasure. This is It's More Than a Game podcast, and I will catch you next week. Peace.